The Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here tonight after the great big storm.
Honey, you've got a big storm coming.
Biggest storm in what, 84 years? Well,
definitely.
The tropical storm. First one in 84 years.
Definitely thinking about our friends in LA who seem to have gotten hit a lot harder than we did in Orange County. But from our perspective, from what we went through, we have had heavier rains in the last year.
We have.
For sure.
What should people do, Katie?
You should go to the chat, wherever it is that you're watching. I presume it's on geekscorner.live or on YouTube directly. And say your experience with Tropical Storm Hillary. Or if you aren't in California, what is your perception of Tropical Storm Hillary?
There we go. Hopefully that's better. I got disconnected a little bit before the show, so maybe I was coming through Katie's phone. Or Katie's phone, Katie's microphone.
My phone's over there.
You never know. Anyway, before we get going, we are continuing along with our chalk pickle milkshake challenge.
Yeah.
We've achieved that.
Yeah, we have.
In fact, we've done more than achieve it. Last week, we raised over $1,000, which means there will be a song.
Yeah.
It's already in progress.
True.
There will be a video of us eating pickle milkshakes.
Yeah.
Because even though we say pickle milkshake, it's going to be end up two. Mm-hmm. Because there's one for each pickle. And I talked to Zach from Chalk, and that's going to happen as well. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be fun. And so the next step, we have raised $3,808 so far. The goal is $5,000. Mm-hmm. So we were just thinking, like, let's get to $5,000. So we're going to have some things, some incentives, I guess you could say, for auction items that are going to come up mm-hmm. in the next couple of days, weeks, whatever. But more importantly, we're going to give another incentive. Because if you think it's fun to watch us eat a pickle milkshake, wouldn't it even be more fun to watch us eat chocolate potato salad ice cream?
The ice cream base is spiced mustard.
With spiced mustard ice cream base. So if you'd like to see this happen, what will happen is you have till the end of the month, which means really August 30th, because if we wait till August 31st, there's no way to get this thing. But if we get to 5,000 before the end of the day, August 30th, we will go and get a pint of the chocolate potato salad ice cream thing, and the following week we will eat it on Geek's Corner.
That is such a horrifying thought.
But think of the kids.
I do it for the children.
Think of the children love the books.
The children love the books.
It's a very interesting combination, and we'll let you know how it will be, because I fully expect us to raise the $5,000. Like, with how last week went, I'm hoping this week goes equally well, and we will get to that $5,000 mark, and we hope you will help us do that. So that means share the page, share the excitement, the enthusiasm. They can go to chalkwalk.org/dapsmagic. Mm-hmm. Anything counts. It'll help us get there. It'll help us make a difference, and it'll be a blast.
And check if your company does donation matching.
Yeah.
Because I was even bringing that to the attention of people on our team, where they went, oh, I wish I had thought to ask. And I went, well, you still have.
Like however long, like a month, I think.
So mm-hmm. Check if your company does donation matching.
Exactly. All right. While we are still going for the donations for Chalk, we're going to talk about Chalk Walk in the Park, which was on Sunday, August 20th, just a couple days ago. And we were up bright and early and heading to the parks before the crack of dawn. Okay, we were up early. And the brightness came later.
Dark.
But right as we, like, when we're heading to the parks, there's a couple, like, isolated sprinkles here and there. Like, mm-hmm. nothing too bad. Then we get to the parks. Doesn't seem too bad. We park. 4 o'clock. Maybe 4:01. We were, I think, the third car to park.
We were
there. And we get out of the car, get on the escalator, and notice it looks like the ground might be getting little splots on it.
Mm-hmm.
Security wasn't open yet, so we got in line, started writing. Basically kept writing for the rest of the day. There was a break here or there, like right as chalk started, or the chalk walk started, there was like a brief break of rain not coming down. But the rest of the day, it was raining. Some of it light rain, some of it heavier rain, but it was raining, which is very weird for California. And it was rain that came down.
I ran out of dry items of clothing to wipe my phone off on. Because mm-hmm. as you know, if you have a touchscreen phone, you totally understand the struggle of
yep.
you cannot use it while it's wet.
Yep.
So I kept like wiping my phone on like whatever. I completely ran out of dry articles of clothing by the end of chalk walk.
As did everybody.
I gave up on an umbrella because it was raining like diagonal and sideways. And I was like, what's it going to do? You know?
It was fun.
It was so fun.
So the opening ceremonies was at 5:45. It was I'm going to call it a truncated ceremony because of the rain. I think maybe even a different, I don't know for sure. It seemed to me like it might've even been a different stage because of the rain. Like it was safer for rain because it looked like it had things to grip your feet so you wouldn't slip, mm-hmm. which is important. And Hudson was the ambassador this year. He did a fantastic job sharing his story and how he's been cancer free for 12 years. And he had cancer as a baby, which is crazy. And it was great because I was off to the left with the media, and Hudson's grandparents were basically on the now that I think about it, I think it was the vehicle that Chip and Dale ride in the Christmas parade. So it's like that fake Jeep golf mm-hmm. cart thing. But they were there, and so like they come over, and they're like taking pictures. They're doing the grandparents thing, yeah. which was super cute. And then it got going, but there weren't fireworks and there weren't confetti cannons this year because of the rain. Even though they were there, they had them covered with cups, which was very cool. And
that's kind of funny.
But the funniest part to me was the announcer's like, all right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Because usually you expect that to be
poof, just
yeah,
be magic.
Like period, end of a sentence.
And literally everybody was just waiting for the like, can we go now? Like there was this like rain messes with everything. It was very fun. So then we went through the parks.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go through
Galaxy's Edge for the first time.
Yes, first time for Chalk
Walk. Also got to go through Avengers Campus for the first time at Chalk Walk.
Also true.
It was a very fun course. I think one of my favorite years, and please chime in if you have done Chalk Walk, one of my favorite years was when it went backstage behind Toontown.
Oh, yes.
And this was when the Chalk Walk was still in October. And so there was all of the snow backstage. It was around the time of the 60th, because I remember it was like diamond snow. But very fun. Yeah, it's crazy to me that there's enough space.
See, and I liked seeing the train when we were back there. Well, like, yes. I thought that was cool, because they had it pulled out, and you could walk around and take pictures with it, and that was very fun as well. I do think this is going to go down in history as one of the most memorable.
Absolutely.
Chalk walks, and I liked that it forced the ceremony to be a little bit shorter. Like people were a little bit more succinct because the rain's coming down, and like Disneyland president Ken Podrock made a fun joke about being the first chalk walk that's ever been in a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it was a tropical storm, but close enough.
Let us have this.
No, because if I were to put on our videos,
I know.
Chalk walk in the middle of a hurricane, do you know how many comments we'd get? Like, it wasn't a hurricane. So I'm being careful. But yeah, it was a blast. Like, it was really funny, even though we were completely drenched. We had a fantastic team. Thank you to all that walked with us on the morning, because it really was like, it was just a solid team. Like, everybody gelled, everybody had fun, everybody looked out for each other. I thought was really great.
And I found out I'm really good at making bear noises.
And that too. And R2-D2 noises.
Well, we already knew I'm good at R2-D2.
But we got both.
That's
so.
Not new.
But that was fun.
The bear noises. Well, that's true. The bear noises, they are new.
So be thinking about it, watching Daps Magic and everywhere else for next year so you can be on our team, because we'd love to have even more of you on the team. And we have Ivy as our captain next year. So, like, it's going to be even better because you're not going to have me bumbling around. I will still be there. I'm not going anywhere. Just Ivy is great. Right?
Ivy's amazing.
Yes.
Ivy and I had
she became a captain, I think, the day before Chalk this year, and it was already very helpful. And but next year will be even better.
She was like our coordinator. She was so good at it. I very much enjoyed.
It was good. It was good. Can't wait for next year. All right. So we have about a week to raise another $1,000. Get your friends, get your family, get the person on the street that you don't know to donate at chalkwalk.org/dapsmagic and watch us eat potato. What is it? Potato salad ice cream. Chocolate potato salad ice cream. It'll be an adventure. All right. Captain Ivy. After that, we left for just a little bit and came back to the park early afternoon, which everything was open. It was great. It was not as deep of puddles as we've seen other times on rainy days at the Disneyland Resort. So we filmed two live streams. The only casualty was my umbrella during the one gust of wind I think we got during the second live stream, which... Yeah, maybe I need a new one.
If you guys could have seen behind the scenes.
It was pretty well done, I would say.
I think... I rarely bring this up, so let me have this. It was a compliment to how well we work together.
Yeah.
Because your umbrella flips inside out. Truly, like, it does the whole, like...
Because I was trying to protect the camera. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was holding it in a way I knew I was a little bit risky.
Yeah.
And then I lost.
Yeah. Playing a dangerous game. Lost. So then I grab it. I was instructed to just throw it away. Mm-hmm. Also, you can't hear any of this on the live stream, which I love. I was instructed to throw it away. I said, no, I'm going to fix this, which I did. I said, it'll need to be fixed more, but for
which
right now.
Which I've not tried yet, but we'll fine. See.
So, but for right now, it's cool.
And it happened. If you go back, you can see if you can figure out where it was. Actually, I'm going to tell where it was to see if you can see it. It was while we were going around the submarine lagoon, and it was right by the viewing area.
Yeah.
As you're going underneath, like up where you can go underneath the monorail, and there's that seating area. And in hindsight, what would have been really funny, and then it would have been on the live stream, I guarantee you, is because it blew up. Mm-hmm. And the wind was blowing towards the lagoon. Mm-hmm. Imagine if I'd let go and it ended up in the lagoon. Like, that would have been pretty, I don't know. That, I think I would have turned the camera to that. Because, and nobody would be like, why is there an umbrella in the lagoon? But it would have been fun. I think it would have been great.
It was an adventure.
Yes, it was. And I will say Orange County did not get anything like anybody else. And if it had been looking like it was going to be worse, we probably wouldn't have gone anywhere. But it was basically, like, I want to call it almost a light rain all day. Like, it was steady, but it wasn't.
There was some times where it was really coming down.
But it really wasn't.
In Orange County, we did not, like, it didn't, the wind didn't pick up until 8 or 9 p.m.
Like, New Year's
Sunday
Eve
night?
Was so much worse. Like, New Year's Eve this year was ridiculous.
I don't remember New Year's Eve because I was so sick.
Well, in front of my house, there's like the water tends to pick up a little bit, and it was past my ankles. And on
our neighborhoods were not built for rain.
And Sunday there was no, like, it was just a little bit, like, it didn't ever pick up.
When I was a kid, we used to take crushed soda cans and make them into boats.
Yeah.
And like put them, because our street would flood so badly in the rain.
Just go down the
down the
totally
the
do
gutter.
The Winnie the Pooh thing.
I could not have done that on Sunday.
No, there was not enough. Like, it's really surprised me. And part of it is we didn't want to get dinged for, like, we had this discussion of, like, do we get dinged since we're going to renew passes soon anyway, or do we don't? But then there's a principle of it, and, you know, whatever. So, but we did go in. It was fun. It was really, like, the biggest impact of the day was the earthquake 100 miles away, mm-hmm. which closed Incredicoaster, the whole, like, lamplight mm-hmm. area. Like, there was a, and the fun wheel was closed. Mm-hmm. Like, all of that area closed. And I didn't see anything else. Like, I guess, I'm guessing they also closed Grizzly River Run. Mm-hmm. But when I walked by, they were still cycling stuff. And it just like looked like nobody wanted to be on it in the rain. So I don't know if it closed or not. So I can't report on that one. But it was definitely an adventure. Another adventure that we have going, and there was a tornado warning in Oceanside. You're right. And another adventure going on is the continued adventures of Indiana. And so as we've been doing every week, today we're going to bring to you IndyCam number 4. Enjoy. So this is the best way to keep him occupied, that mm-hmm. and a fresh bone.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this kid is like all over the place or asleep. anyway, there's your IndyCam number 4. We hope you've enjoyed.
That was a very simple lick mat. It was just like the Kong filler spread out and then like little pieces of his treats like on there. And then I froze it. So that's why he was very confused that he couldn't get them out. Because he was like, oh, these are a treat. Like, I can just pick them up. And he got very angry. So he tried to bite it, which he also did today when I gave him a lick mat. He was trying to chew it because he goes, no, I don't like that it's stuck. Mm-hmm. He just chew.
He is not the most patient puppy in the world.
He's very, it's only about food, though.
True.
Like, he's so into food.
That is true. All right. We also got, in the last week, a chance to see Ahsoka early on. And this new Disney Plus Star Wars series is now on Disney Plus for the first 2 episodes. We've seen it. We're not going to give any spoilers because that wouldn't be fair since it just came out a couple hours ago. But what were your thoughts about this?
I really liked it. I think it's really fun. I think if you have a basic working knowledge of these characters, you're going to be fine. From what I've seen, I have not watched...
Tell about what you thought about first, then we'll get into all that later.
Okay, sure. I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Okay. What did you feel like the feel of it, the pacing of it? Were you engaged the whole time?
Absolutely. I did not check my watch.
Which is a win. And it was funny. The way they did it is they played it, and then there was the credits, and mm-hmm. then it went straight to the next one. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people thought it was a, like, they weren't sure if, like, what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there a break? Is there whatever? Like, I thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
I would agree with Katie. It's a very enjoyable film. And the sound... Yeah. We saw it on the big screen, so yeah. I got confused.
Which I am now going to be disappointed, and I'm going to wish that I was watching every episode.
I'm totally
like
rewatching it tonight, and I'm going to be disappointed that it's not on the big screen.
Yeah.
I really liked the soundtrack, mm-hmm. and it was very different than other things that Kevin Kiner has done, and it fit the feel of the show really well, which I think he does in a really good way. Like, after John Williams, I think he's my favorite Star Wars composer, and that was I thought really solid. I thought the pacing was really good, but different than you'd expect. And that was a good thing. Like, it kind of actually threw me off balance. And so I was very happy with that. I do think you're totally right. You don't have to go back and do your homework to watch Ahsoka now by watching Clone Wars and Rebels and then Mandalorian. Like, you can just go in cold, because they give you enough references.
Am I allowed to say that now?
Say what?
Am I allowed to give my opinion about that?
Go ahead.
Okay. I have not watched Rebels. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I watched half of the Clone Wars. And I was fine. I was not... There was a couple, like, small things that I was like, hey, this dynamic I have a question about. Hey, this I have a question about. But for the most part, you're not going to be lost. You're not going to be blind. It's a very... I don't want to say entry-level thing to enjoy, but you don't have to have all of this comprehensive knowledge of all of Star Wars.
I would just say it's good enough storytelling that you don't need to know the backstory, because the story carries itself, and anything you do need to know about the backstory is probably referenced one way or another. Yeah. And like, there were other things, like, I had to keep myself focused on what was actually happening, because there was definitely other things happening on the screen that I was getting sidetracked with. It was like, oh, I remember that from, or that from whatever. And like, there was a lot of good references. In fact, since then, I've gone back and started rewatching Rebels. And it just shows the power of the storytelling and the live action recreation, I would say, mm-hmm. of what they had from animated form to live action form. Like, it was very impressive to see how the two work together and are similar but different. Like, it was very, very well done. And the first thing I thought as we were walking out of that theater was, I cannot wait to see the Dave Filoni Star Wars movie. Like, mm-hmm. because it is theatrical, it's very well done, and he might be one of the best Star Wars storytellers mm-hmm. out. Like, I just like his pacing. I like his, like, I don't always get it,
and
but
because
I think
he's a giant Star Wars fan.
It is. I think that's true. And but I feel like this is the one where he's really stepped out and, like, this is him.
Yeah.
And
I always go back to, like, the stories they tell at Celebration or whatever. They're like, yeah, we were doing trivia and this guy knew all of the answers. We were like, what do you do? And he's like, I have a ranch. That's what I do. And, like, my dream is to, I'm an artist and I really love sketching. And people were like, what is this guy's deal? Mm-hmm. That man was Dave Filoni in his big old cowboy hat.
Which he needs to keep wearing more. I enjoy the cowboy hat.
He can only wear the cowboy hat in my mind.
True. It's good. We were also given Ahsoka lightsabers.
Yeah.
Ahsoka ears that we were going to bring out and I forgot. yes. And we got to meet Ahsoka, which was amazing. She will be in the park starting tomorrow. Well, just Disneyland at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. But starting on August 23rd, Ahsoka will be appearing in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which blows my mind. Mm-hmm. And Katie, why don't you talk about meeting her for the first time? And I will preface it with this, is I went up and I was chatting with some of the cast members and basically just finding out where we should be at next and where we should go, because it was a little bit ambiguous. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you need to be right here. And I'm like, okay, well, then I'm just going to stand here, because it seems to be wherever I go, people are lining up. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up, because of that, being the first people in line, mm-hmm. inadvertently, to meet Ahsoka. Mm-hmm. Go.
I don't even know what to say. I'm sorry that I just hit you. Mm-hmm. It was an extremely...
Why don't you walk through what happened?
Okay, so we went into Launch Bay, which is not where she will be meeting, so don't expect that to be in Launch Bay. But, like, I was starting to get hyped because, like, they had the Bo-Katan or no, they had the Sabine Wren helmet.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Ahsoka Tano lightsabers. And I was like, oh boy, am I getting hyped.
Which they were there before, too. They were but, there before, you know, but it was even better after seeing this, the new show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we go in and we, you know, they'd have that like launch bay hallway. So we're holding there. And then we turn the corner and I think I gasped.
I think you did too. It's worth watching the video.
It's not. Don't watch
the video. It's totally. Well, yeah, we want them to watch the video. It's a good idea.
It's me panicking to put my things down. It's me shaking. It's me saying, I'm sorry, let me put my lightsabers down. She goes, oh, you also wield the saber. And I go, I actually wield the saber all the time. And she's like, oh, what color is your blade? And I said, blue. She said, like, Master Anakin. And I said, well, it's actually Master Anakin's saber. And she said, what an honor. And I think I passed out after that. I don't think I remember anything. And that's like, it was just so fun. And it was so cool. And like, she looks so good. Anyway,
I think people are going to geek out as much or more to Ahsoka being in the park as they did Mando and the child. Like, yeah. Mando and Grogu are awesome and have, especially Grogu has that adorable factor that just lured people in right away and is great. Ahsoka, there's a history.
Yeah.
15 years. Like, people have looked up to her. She is a phenomenal character
mm-hmm.
in all of her iterations. I think she only has grown as they've continued to tell her story. And I read somewhere that I think I can't remember now if it's 47 or 57 years old is how old she's supposed to be
mm-hmm.
in Ahsoka, the series now. And that's amazing when you think of where she started as
and
a youngling.
14 and, as a Padawan,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, as a Padawan, not a youngling. And it really is awesome seeing how that story arc has projected or has moved forward mm-hmm. and who she becomes, and I presume continues to become as mm-hmm. the series, like there's going to be character development of some sort.
I would think so.
And but it really is amazing to see how they've moved forward with this character. And I will say, I was very impressed with Rosario Dawson's acting. And like, this was by far better than anything she's done in Mandalorian, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like one part in it where just watching her use her face to go through a process of thinking about things, I thought was incredible, and they gave her the time to do it, which was also incredible. Mm-hmm. And like, there was, I think that was part of what really intrigued me, is I think so often we get into this modern storytelling of how fast can we do things, how quickly can we push through the story, we don't want to make anybody bored, something like that. And I think they took some really good risks by allowing time for things to happen or just to wait and be suspenseful
mm-hmm.
and you just don't get enough of that anymore. I would say that's the same for music and for movies and TV shows of mm-hmm. sometimes you just need to let things stop and wait. It's kind of like The Office did that really well too. They create those really awkward moments and then hold on to them
mm-hmm.
and I think that was, they weren't awkward moments in Ahsoka, but
no.
They did use time in a very smart way.
I agree.
Good. I'm glad you agree.
I disagree, actually. I'm kidding.
You have to hit the table if you do that. Like,
no,
I felt like that was,
I would get yelled at for making too much noise.
I don't know. I don't know with these mics. It might.
I might break the table.
That's probably not true.
That's true. This table's been through
it. This table is like welded together.
Don't test it.
Yeah, but anyway, Ahsoka is on Disney Plus now. Watch it. I think you'll love it as much as we did. I think seeing her in the park is going to be even more awesome. We will have video up as soon as we possibly can. I am going to try to find her tomorrow. We'll see. Like, if it happens, it happens. I'll do my best.
She's very good at being elusive.
That is the challenge, right? So I will go in tomorrow and do my best to find her. And if I do find her, there will be video up on our YouTube and on the website. But yeah, anyway, welcome to Geeks Corner Plus. If you have any questions, comments you'd like to put in the chat. We will respond to those now.
Do you have any questions about Indiana? I can answer those.
Those two. Bailey, yeah, that was pretty fun getting on the D23 social media. And
it was me going, what? 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 And Mr. Epps going, what happened? Okay, just say what happened. But I do this thing where I don't want to say what happened. I want to show what happened. And that does not work well for Mr. Dapps. So usually when things happen, it's a very stressful, like, he's checking his phone, like, what did I miss? And I'm like, hold, hold, hold. And he's like, I don't want to hold. Yeah, that is...
Because sometimes that means I need to be writing a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that was a lot of fun. And
it was very exciting.
They took very good care of us. In fact, every event I've gone to, and I've been to three of them, I think, since last week, all of them, I will just say, above and beyond... Everything's been awesome.
They gave us popcorn.
We did get popcorn.
And a Diet Coke.
And a Diet Coke. And candy.
Okay, which, let's play a little game here. The options for candy were Nestle Bunch of Crunch and Sour Patch Kids. What do you guys think that each of us picked for our candy? Because apparently...
Is there even a question here?
Yeah, because my candy choice surprised Bailey.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Which I, of course you don't find it surprising. You've known me for 10 years.
Yeah.
But like.
Okay, while they guess about candy, I'm going to answer Clocky's question. Where do you place Ahsoka for Star Wars live action shows? Based on just the first two episodes, it might be my favorite.
I would say below Mando season 1, above Mando season 2 and 3.
Okay. I think that's fair. Like, that was the one I was kind of going back and forth on, but...
Insider trading!
Yep. I liked it better than Andor.
I didn't watch Andor.
So I would put it Ahsoka, Mando Season 1, and then Andor. For me.
I think we can...
Taryn is totally right.
Taryn's 100% right.
Taryn got it.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Well played, Taryn.
100%. Yes, I love sour candy very much. Personally, I love sour Skittles, but my teeth don't like sour Skittles because crunch. But yeah, although our top movie theater snack.
I like peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms for both of us. But typically, I will get something sour, and then we will get peanut M&Ms to share.
I will say I haven't eaten any of the Bunch of Crunch. It's still sitting in my camera bag, which probably means it's a melted who knows what. But that's okay. The problem was is there weren't napkins.
It's true.
Or we missed the napkins. And so it just was, it was not super easy.
It's true.
But yeah, it was fun, though.
It was a great time. And I got to eat popcorn. I don't eat popcorn very often.
And I had been craving popcorn, so it was great.
And I had a little, it was a very crispy Diet Coke. So I was, if you aren't familiar, there is a scale of Diet Coke crispiness. Like bottom of the crispiness scale is like a 2-liter Diet Coke. Because no 2-liter soda, in my opinion, is ever good. And then like top, it's true, top of the Diet Coke crispiness scale.
I agree with you, Bailey.
Is a McDonald's Diet Coke. That is okay. The top. But sometimes that bottled Diet Coke, if it's really cold.
There we go.
Not Bunch of Crunch, that's Chunk of Chalk.
All right.
Why yeah, are they so funny?
That's true. All right. So, Katie, what should people do?
You should go to dapsmagic.com, check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. Subscribe to our mailing list because we have really awesome things coming that you are not going to want to miss. And then find our Patreon from there where you can see photos of Indiana all the time along with other things.
And we do a pre-show.
Yeah.
We do a pre-show called Behind the Scenes every week. I actually think that is the number one reason people should should subscribe to our Patreon
it's
because
fun.
It is fun. You get the whatever comes up, comes up. It's never
wacky.
Planned. And we just respond to whatever's happening in front of us. It's a lot of fun. All right. Also, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's my job. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of fun things going up. Hopefully, more video of Ahsoka tomorrow. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you around the corner.
Bye.